almost every day, through the prophet Isaiah, we get a glimpse into the heart of God. That's the wonder and the glory of this season. God chose Israel. He chose Abraham, and then Moses and David, and all the prophets, to prepare a people. And they had so much to learn, morally, theologically. There's only one true God. But more than anything else, they had to learn the love of God. And when we read these texts, now that the Word expressing Himself here has become not only incarnate, but our food and drink, we ought to be able to hear in these texts the love of the Father for us. And from that, learn how to love the world. No matter where we start from, the healing of our vices, of our problems, and all the rest, comes down to knowing experientially the love of the Father. It comes down to that, to know the Father. Listen to this text. I am Adonai, your God, who grasps you by your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Now that was said to us in this chapel this morning, and said to the whole church as we get ready for Advent and for Christmas. Fear not, O worm Jacob, O maggot Israel. Don't think it's because you're so great that I love you. You know, you're a worm, you're a maggot, you're a whatever you want. But I love you. See? I will help you, says the Lord. That's addressed to us. It's addressed to the whole church. We see the anger, the opposition, in some places the outright violent persecution of the church. And we say, are we nuts? Why do we just sing along with Mitch? What are we doing all this for? You see, because we are loved by God, and we're supposed to let the whole world know about it, because what is wrong with the world? They don't know the Father. That's what's wrong. I will help you. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Now, that word there for Redeemer is Goel. I talked about it before, but you might have forgotten. Goel is a relative who's obliged to help me when I'm in trouble. If I go to debtor's prison, he's got to raise the money among the family to get me out. You see? If somebody's after me to beat me up, he's got to get a bunch of my relatives and go beat him up. Well, Goel is a redeemer, not in some big abstract sense. God says, I'm your relative. I'm your Goel. I'm obliged to you. We're bound by covenant. Our covenant is sealed in the body and blood of Jesus Christ every day. I will help you. Well, you're taking your time about it. Just listen to me. Trust me, will you? I'm God and you're not. Well, you're taking a long time. Yeah, I'll tell you why. You're stuck in your vices. And when I talk to you about them, you don't change. So it's your own darn vices. You see? And then this, I will make you powerful. You see? I will make you a threshing sledge. No. not just to thresh the grain, but to thresh the mountains, level them out, have one great big field where you can plow and plant and, you know. But you shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. When you're alone today, take this. This is Isaiah 41. And read it. Listen. Try to catch a sense of the heartbeat of the Father, of God, when he talks like this. This isn't to get us, you know, a little bit ready for Christmas so we'll go out and buy more stuff, you know. This is to save our being and to strengthen us. We have a whole world to witness to, most of which is nuts and hates us. How are we going to do that? Knowing the love of the Lord. You shall rejoice in Adonai and glory in the Holy One of Israel. You know, if a cop pulls you over and you kind of drop hints that your uncle is the governor, you know. But the one who is your goel is God. The afflicted and the needy seek water in vain. Their tongues are parched with thirst, oh God. Just think right now of Sudan. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad valleys. If you've ever lived in a desert world, you know the power of this promise. Water. I will turn the desert into a marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. I'll plant out in the desert cedar, acacia, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wasteland the cypress with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe and understand, that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One has created it. Now when the very eternal Son of God comes among us, conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, comes among us, speaks with us, teaches us, reminds us of what the Father wants of us, finally dies to set us free from eternal death. You see, this is all the love of God. Now, and that's why today the church has a psalm. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. Now, he's too kind to let us get away with stuff. He's not a sugar daddy. He's divine truth. You go to the Lord and say, I sinned. He said, yes, I know you sinned. I forgive you. He's not a compulsive, nice guy. He is the radiant, Holy One of Israel. But I promise you that if you'll take this text up and read it, and ask the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to open it up for you, so that it's not just some nice words to help you get ready for Christmas. It's the truth. Well, the church has fallen apart, we're arguing with one another, we got a bunch of heretics, we got a whole bunch of people, you know, on the side of the abortionists. Besides that, even, and the ones who aren't are hated by everybody. I mean, wow, it's a mess. It is, right? But I will help you.